Hi everybody, my name is Amanda and I'm trying to improve water use efficiency and irrigation scheduling in peach trees in the southeastern United States. Because surprisingly, a lot of our irrigation research comes from California or Spain, places with semi-arid climates. And from where I'm from in South Carolina, we have a subtropical climate, and that means that we have a lot of humidity and sometimes it's hard to breathe, kind of like right now, but that's for a different reason. So high relative humidity can lower evapotranspiration rates, and this kind of affects the way that a tree can take up water. So if nothing else, for these two climates, they should have different irrigation schedules. So what we are trying to do is we have some peach trees, and we have a well-watered and a water deficit treatment. And we want to see the physiological effects of our climate on these two types of trees. So we have some soil sensors called tensometers at 6, 12, and 24 inches, and they tell us how much moisture is in the soil. And we also have these sensors up here, it's not actually that high in real life, called dendrometers, and they're pretty neat because when a tree is stressed for water, it'll take water from the surrounding cells to help move water in the xylem up to the leaves, and this causes the trunk to shrink. So this device measures micro variations in the trunk diameter, and by subtracting the maximum diameter from the minimum diameter, we get this maximum daily shrinkage number, and that gives us an idea of how stressed the tree is. The higher this number, the more stressed the tree. So when we tried to plot these tensometers with the dendrometer, it should be a line, but for our case, in our climate, it was not a line. Even though the MDS has been used in those semi-arid climates as a very good indicator of tree water needs and an early detector of this, it doesn't work for us very well at all. But when we plotted the MDS for our well-watered and our water deficit treatment against the daily change in relative humidity, we got a straight line, or not a straight line, well, we got an increase on both treatments. So this means that the relative humidity is making well-watered trees appear to be stressed in this method. So what we can take away from this is that methods that work for semi-arid climates do not work for us. And I can't wait to get home and continue working on this project. So we're going to figure out when the tree is its most efficient so that we can be more efficient with our water. Thank you.